It's very hard for us to give an exact number because we, from the conversation that we have with people in those centers, we realize that we are only given very partial information. You know that after August, the government took over responsibilities of the services in those registration and identification centers. And so the majority of the responsibility of preventing and responding to these SGBV cases lies with the government. What we're doing is that, of course, we are there. We visit Moria, we visit Vati, we visit the reception, those centers, and whenever possible, and we identify and come across with people who are survivors of violence, we do refer them to specialists who are in those centers. But as I mentioned, the fact that there are only limited resources, for instance, very limited places where they can listen to survivors in proper, in appropriate circumstances, if you want, with respect for intimacy and otherwise, where people can really express what they went through, makes the whole thing very difficult. So we are unable to tell you the exact number of cases. These are really rough estimates, and those 622 survivors, this is based on accounts that our staff received when talking to people. But as I mentioned, it's very likely to be just a very partial picture of what the reality is.
Just a very quick follow-up. How young are some of the victims? And then from what you have just said, it seems as if the kind of limited help that these people get is really not very helpful, and so they have to continue bearing their own pain. Is that correct?
Well, we know that not only adults are victims, but also children are victims of sexual and gender-based violence. This is also why we've been advocating for especially unaccompanied children to be taken to specific accommodation. And we ourselves have created specific places for unaccompanied children. There are about 1,000 unaccompanied children who are now in UNHCR accommodation. This is still insufficient because you still have unaccompanied children in those centers. There are some specific places that are allocated to them. Still, if you visit Moria, I was there last summer, you realize that because of the overcrowding, because of the tensions in the place, this is there is a clear lack of security, and of course, children and women are impacted in the first place. So we have done some work, for instance, trying to train NGO staff, trying to train national staff to help identify survivors and to set up a proper referral system whereby when a victim is identified, within 24 hours, they get the medical assistance that they need. But the core issue is the overcrowding and the security, because until this is being solved, we will continue to see similar cases happening. For instance, the fact that women have to share shelter with male they are unrelated to, this creates, you know, these are additional factors making SGBV more likely. So that's why we have this long list of measures that we are advocating for.